at the Rising Billions. Disrupting tradition.
Always be closing.
Gaining exponential wisdom from street smart strategies.
I dream the kind of dreams that other people said would not be possible.
Free your mind. Nothing happens till something moves.
I'm a big fan of going all in on your strengths.
Create your blue ocean. Innovation and collaboration with competition.
Do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life? Or do you want to come with me and change the world?
Creating uncontested market space.
I worry that people don't tap into their strengths.
Wealth creation and a new economy entrepreneur.
There is a very thin dividing line between success and failure.
Witnessing unprecedented technology.
You can fail at what you don't want, so you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Welcome to the Think Bold, Be Bold Show with Christopher Gumby and Alan Witch.
This podcast is part of the C-Suite Radio Network, turning the volume up on business.
Hi, it's Christopher Cubby with Think Bold, Be Bold, and I'm here with Alan Witch is in the house. What's going on, my brother?
Hey, my brother from another mother. It is beautiful outside. We are having a great day. We've got a lot on the plate today. We had a lot on the plate yesterday. And boy, all great opportunities. We're blessed, man. You know, I got to say, pretty good. It feels pretty good to get up in the morning.
Is spring happening up your way, or?
It is, yeah. It's beautiful outside. We have no more snow, and the trees, the apple blossom, the cherry blossoms are just going nuts. And so, yeah, it's great. Temperatures in the high 50s, low 60s, not quite really shorts weather. It's not as nice as where you're at. I know you're in like the Bahamas of the mainland, you know.
Nice down here for sure.
But it's beautiful down there, I know.
Yeah, we've got some south wind, which creates almost surf-like conditions. But, and you know, unfortunately, when people come down to the beach, they don't pay attention to the flags. You know, like they're red for a reason. Don't go in the water. I mean, the undertow is really crazy here. But it's spring break all along the southern states, and you know, sometimes people when they're on vacation, unfortunately, have vacation mind, and they don't think like they would, you know, safety when they're at home. So anyway, just a shout out to everybody. When you're going to a beach, make sure you pay attention, obviously, to the flags because they're important.
That happens to me when I go to Vegas. I don't always pay attention.
Ah, well, yeah, who doesn't? But anyway, you know, we've got an awesome show. Really exciting. You know, we had a chance to get to know our guests coming up. And one of the really important things of life that, you know, is often overlooked. We are talking about that because, you know, obviously Alan and I are connected, you know, in a contingency of people that we work with. And, you know, in business, especially, you know, for entrepreneurs even, you know, vitality and health get sometimes overlooked. And it's so important to, you know, look internally. And we've got an awesome guest today, you know, and you'll see why once we bring him on. So why don't we just do that, Alan? Let's do it.
I love it. Here, I got something for you to think about as we do this. How about this title? How to Live Until You Die. What does that conjure up? Some great ideas and great content. You know, our guest today has he's a doctor. He's been in pharmaceutical work and been a pharmacist for over 20 years. And, you know, he's had a lot of patients and a lot of clientele that have come through his door, so to speak. And, you know, he's had some aha moments like we all have. Is that are we pilling ourselves to death? Are we perpetuating longevity based on the little brown bottle that are, you know, some of our supposedly life-saving, you know, pharmaceuticals come in? And, you know, I'm one that kind of supports the industry because you all know my heart condition. I do take not a plethora of drugs, but I do take a few because of the mechanical devices that I got implanted and so forth. But I think we're really too fast to say, here, take this pill. Because, one, for there's sure. money in it, right? There's a lot of economy in people being sick. There's not a lot of money in people getting well. And I think that our society is really starting to say, hey, you know, let's sit up and take notice here that there's some other things that we need to look at besides the pill and so forth. But our guest today, he comes from that environment. He sees the life from both sides. And I'm really excited to bring him on and to hear what he has to say. He's got a new book out, that title that I read off, How to Live Until You Die. That's actually the title of his book, Seven Keys to Living Happy, Healthy, and Whole. And I can't wait to bring him on. We'll get him talking about the last 20 years and the aha moment. So, Dr. Phil Carson, welcome to Think Bold, Be Bold.
Oh, thank you so much, Alan and Chris. It's an honor to be with you guys today. I really appreciate the invitation to be on your show today.
Well, we appreciate you being here. And Dr. Phil is in the house. So, listen, you know, awesome. Love the title of the book, How to Live Until You Die. I mean, it certainly gets my attention, you know, if I'm looking through a bookstore or online, you know, at something like that, because I think that, you know, it's a kind of a shocking title. But before we get into the book, Dr. Phil, bring us back to, you know, you could probably be doing, you know, all kinds of things in life. What, you know, why are you doing what you do now today? And maybe a little history on, you know, how that came about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I was traditionally trained as a pharmacist, of course. I went through pharmacy school way back years ago and graduated in 1985 from University of Mississippi, Ole Miss, and went straight
Ole Miss
to work.
Is in the house.
Yeah, the Rebels. Went straight to work for a big chain company right out of pharmacy school. And I tell people all the time, I thought pharmacy school was stressful, but working in a high pressure chain, I found out what stress was all about. It was much more stressful because a year in after I was out of school, they made me manager of that store. The manager quit, moved on to another place, and they made me manager. And that's when the stress really began. But I was suffering from my own health issues because of all of the stress and because of the long working hours, the poor eating habits. I was suffering. I was a young guy in my late 20s, newly married, and I wasn't having a lot of fun. I wasn't enjoying life at all because of the stress and the health issues that it created for me. So I started looking for answers because I was taking several medications myself, trying to get relief from the symptoms I was experiencing every day, from primarily from severe gastritis. Some nights I would go home and curl up in the floor in severe pain from the gastritis, slept in a recliner most nights. It was a tough time, and the medications were not helping much. So I started looking for other answers, and I picked up a book on natural medicine one day in a bookstore. Started thumbing through it, and I said, this looks pretty interesting. Maybe there's something in here for me. So I took it home, and I found my answer in that book. Started applying these natural solutions to my life and to my health, and it was amazing, the change that I saw. No more medication, no more gastritis. I found my healing, so to speak. And that inspired me to learn more about natural products, because in pharmacy school, I was taught the history of natural medicine, not the application of it. So I started applying these things to my own life. I started researching, learning more, started telling other patients, telling my patients about these things, and then started seeing some results with them. And I said, hey, I've got to learn more. I've got to find out more about these natural things. Started taking courses and educated myself in the world of natural medicine. Ended up getting all kinds of certifications in natural products, and ended up actually where I am today over a long process and over many years of transitioning through pharmacy and opening up a couple of pharmacies that were geared toward natural medicine to where I am today in a medical clinic working with an MD friend of mine. Doing wellness programs in this clinic here.
Wow. And where is that clinic, Dr. Phil?
It's just outside of Tupelo, Mississippi, in a little community called Amory, Mississippi.
Cool.
And we're in the northeast corner of the state. Tupelo is my home, my birthplace. It's also the birthplace of the most famous individual that's lived during our lifetime, known around the world. By one name, and People come here to visit his birthplace from all over the world every day. And most people, when I'm talking about this person, they're thinking, well, who in the world is he talking about? I don't know who he's talking about until I say the name Elvis, and then it hits them. Yeah. So we share a birthplace, but that's all we share, I guess.
Well, maybe you can dance like him or something.
There you go.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Sing like him, that's for sure.
Well, you know, thank you for that. That was, you know, interesting to see. So, you know, and Alan, I know you got a whole plethora of.
I got a bunch of stuff that just comes from what he said. Yeah.
And I'll get maybe this one out of the way. But, you know, the natural aspect and the things that you had to learn. What were some of the struggles like that happened, you know, along that way, whether it was, you know, sort of internal, maybe business related, you know, was there anything that, you know, you knew you were doing the right things? Was there anything that happened along that way that, you know, perhaps you could share with the audience, because you had this passion, right? And a lot of times when we have passions for things and we don't necessarily always know how to get there to, you know, live them. And I can't wait to open up your book because it's so intriguing. We'll get into that in a second. But what were some of those struggles that you may be able to share and give some insight so that anybody listening in, especially for audience, this is a great time to open up your journal, because these are the golden nuggets we look for and try to pull out, because we like to encourage people to go after that, you know, which, you know, makes them happy. And, you know, you said it first, Dr. Phil, that you just weren't happy. You had to find some happiness, and it was stressing you out. So maybe share some of that journey a little deeper on maybe a struggle and how you were able to solve that and for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, I was able to get out of the stressful situation I was in. At one point, I was ready to get out of pharmacy altogether. I was ready to quit. I told my wife I'd rather dig ditches or something else than do what I'm doing now with all this this crazy stress I'm dealing with. But I was able to get another job working in a small independent pharmacy operation that was very laid back and much less stressful than the chain operation. Some of the struggles that I dealt with after I shifted more toward natural and started implementing natural therapies into my everyday practice, was a lot of chastisement from people. You know, people calling me a health nut, people calling me you know, health guru sometimes. But my other colleagues, medical professionals, doctors in particular, would some of them I actually had. You know, doctors call me up and say, "Hey, don't you ever tell my patient about a natural stuff again." Quit telling them that stuff. Had one cuss me one day because I had told his patient about, you know, something that she could do naturally. And so those are some kind of struggles that I had. And of course, in rural Mississippi, you know, you don't have a whole lot of people that, or especially back then, 20 some odd years ago, that were greatly concerned about their health, especially learning about natural products for their health. They were, thankfully today, there's more and more. And the natural therapies and people searching for those and looking for those answers. As opposed to, you know, toxic medications, there's more people searching out help in that area, and I'm thankful for that. But 20 something years ago, it was a struggle, you know, in the area where I live, building a business that was related to natural products.
Right, but you persevered. Now you're here. So kind of pre-internet stuff, and obviously that probably started to help as people were able to access more information. And I think that's, you know, the beauty about what we're able to do today, and now having people like yourself provide the application, as you said, of this information is amazing. So thanks for sharing that, Alan. What do we got?
I want to go back a little bit. You know, I think we're all in this, you know, this rat race, if you will, or opportunity race to be healthy and to be happy in whatever it is that we're doing. And Dr. Phil, is if I'm understanding you correctly, you know, your position gave you the stress. You took the drugs for the stress, and that ended up making your health a little bit worse, and you're unhappy. So you had to pivot, but you looked back a little bit towards the natural side of opportunity. But you realized that in your journey, there was history of the information that you were applying, and then there was application of this information. And yeah. I think there's a lot of people out there that are stuck on the history because we're habitual creatures, right? We do what we're said. And you just said it a second ago, the doctor said, don't you ever tell my patients, you know, don't you ever educate my patients. That's what I see out of that.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
you ever do that. And, you know, something had to click to where you went against the grain. You did a pivot, if you will, to go upstream in an environment that is consistently and holistically going downstream. What was it that made you want to go against the grain for the benefit of your clients, knowing the backlash you were getting from your colleagues in the medical industry? Because I imagine that was a lonely journey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I can sum it up in one word, Alan, and that's results. I was getting results with
that's
the patient.
That's awesome.
I love that you said that.
Yeah.
I love that you said that. Yeah, because so often, and I'd love to hear more, obviously, you know, results and answer the question, but I just want to interject. But there's just so much out there, Dr. Phil, right, that this yeah. hype, this hype, and the fact that you went right to that, I love it. So let's hear that. Let's hear it.
Yeah, give us the story on the results.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I would you know, when I would get this chastisement, I have these doctors come and say, don't do this, don't do that, don't tell my patients about this. I had to make a decision. Hey, am I going to keep talking or am I going to shut up and not say things and not help people? But I had such a desire and a passion to help people and to see people's lives improve, see their health improve, that I was not going to stop telling people. I was not going to shut up. And I had to let those comments, those things roll off my back and say, I got to keep doing what I'm doing because it's making a difference in people's lives. And that's where those results come. We'll see the results of a person taking a natural product. And I've said this often. I don't recall ever having somebody come in my pharmacy saying, hey, Dr. Phil, I want to thank you for dispensing that drug to me that gave me all those side effects. But I've had numerous people come in and thank me over the years for telling them about this natural product that I told them about that changed their life. And so that's one of the things that keeps me going today is those results and seeing people's lives change, seeing people that come to see me with no hope. They've done everything. They've been everywhere trying to find answers, and traditional medicine has not provided them with those answers. And then for them to sit down in front of me and me share ideas with them, share thoughts with them and natural therapies that they can do, and for them to get up and say, you've given me hope today. Man, that's powerful to me.
I love that. I love that because that puts a whole new twist on do no harm, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You know, being a big, you know, advocate for the medical industry, you know, do no harm can take on a kind of a new background, and you created that. You took that, and not just because of the term, but you fettled internally. You went upstream. You went because it was the right thing for your patients. And I just want to say personally, I honor you for doing that. Thanks for sharing some of those results, because I think that's important for people to see that it's not just an idea. There are results here. There are better things that you can do. So I think that's a great place. Chris, where are we taking them next?
Well, I want to talk about the book. You know, again.
Great.
You know, books have some amazing knowledge for people if they want to access it. And I think that, you know, just looking at history and having books available is such an amazing place for people to start. You know, I'm talking to the audiences, you know, right now as well. You know, if you want to access some good information, is that, you know, books are a great start. And obviously you heard Dr. Phil talk about the fact that he picked up a book and changed his whole life. So, you know, maybe this one right now we're going to talk about could and, you know, probably change a lot of lives. So definitely want to bring attention to it today. And Dr. Phil, talk about the book and, you know, where this, you know, why the book? Like what why did you want to write the book and what was the purpose behind the book? Because I think that's always a great place to get some insight from the author so that the audience then knows why this might be something that, you know, they want to go. And of course, I want you to tell people where they can go get this book at the same time. So maybe you can start there.
Yeah. Well, a few years ago, a book was not on my radar. Writing a book. I've had people over the years that I would counsel with and coach back to health would tell me, hey, you ought to write a book. And that's something I never really thought, hey, I wanted to do that. I don't consider myself a writer. But several years ago, I joined a mastermind, and there were quite a few authors in this mastermind, and several of them would encourage me as well. Hey, you know, you need to write a book. And so I finally said, okay, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to share my story. And part of what's in the book is my story. I also share the story of several of patients that I've worked with over the years. Their stories are intertwined in the book. But there's an overall message in the book about health. And I use an acronym that I call NEWS, N-E-W, S-S-S-S. I add some extra S's on the end of it.
Because you can.
Because I can, yeah. And to make the seven keys acronym. But these are principles, things that I've incorporated into my own life that has given me vibrant health. And I wanted to share that with other people. As well, and give people that knowledge and help people to see that it's not as hard as they think it is to implement these things into their lives. And I give simple steps at the end of each chapter of how people can take action and start making changes, lifestyle changes that they need to make. But I wanted to share that knowledge with people. The World Health Organization is a quote that I have in my book that I love that they put out years ago. This says there are two obstacles to vibrant health and longevity: ignorance and complacency.
And very much so.
You know, people need knowledge and they need motivation to get out of their complacency and start doing something. So it's my hope that that's what the book is doing. And I've gotten several testimonies from people since the book has been released that it has done just that. It's educated them about things they had no idea about, and it's given them, inspired them to do something.
That's awesome. Hey, could you run through for us your seven steps, especially the last two? I love the fact that you include those in your recipe, because that's so many times that's just left out. It's not even an important key, but here it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. The NEWS, the acronym NEWS, begins with nutrition. And that's where I start with people that I coach with. I tell people that, hey, if you're not going to make the dietary changes you need to make, then we don't need to go any further because we are what we eat. And start with nutrition. Exercise is E. Exercise is extremely important. We have to have, and I tell people you've got to do both. Water, that's a key thing. The W is for water. People don't drink enough water. The first S is for sleep. That's something I struggle with myself and trying to get adequate sleep. I don't have any problem going to sleep and sleeping. I just don't want to go to bed. I got too much I want to do.
That's a true entrepreneur right there.
I wish I didn't have to sleep. But our bodies require it. We have to, so we can keep going. But the next S is supplements. And because we don't do the things we should do, often, especially nutrition-wise, we end up with deficiencies, and we need we need supplements sometimes. The next S is the soul. We got to take care of our souls. I believe that that we're three-part beings, body, soul, and spirit. And a healthy soul, healthy mind is extremely important to our overall health.
Sure.
So we have to take care of that part of our being as well. And then the spiritual part is the last S, the spirit. And the soul and the spirit kind of, go hand in hand sometimes. And some people think of them being one and the same, but they're really not. And so a strong spiritual life can be extremely important in our overall health. And there have been numerous medical studies, and I mentioned some of them in the book, that prove that and point that out, that people with a strong spiritual life are much healthier and usually live much longer as well.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It is amazing.
Incredible. I've just related to what you just said from a perspective of, looking at it and I'm looking obviously a little deeper there and, having that inner peace that you articulate around that soul. And then the spirit is more of the fun, playful, happy part, and the part that can connect to something that I truly believe is that, we all have a kid inside of us, right? And kids live in the moments. I have four kids and two of them being, really young. Being 47, I've had an opportunity to mature myself. Some debate around that. Right? Some people may have a different opinion, but let's just assume that I am. I'm able to live through my children, and oftentimes young children, it's, extremely tough. But often, I try to put myself in those moments of, their bliss and their moments, and they don't think too far ahead, and they certainly don't think about yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's incredible, that we lose that part of ourselves. And I think, when you get to a certain age, or you not even necessarily age, maybe it's just awareness. Probably that's a better way to put it, because there's certainly lots of people that are aware that are, very young. But you get to a point where you have this, idea in, you look in the mirror and you see, something else. You see these parts that you talk about, you see this body. But and I often talk about this, not necessarily on air, but certainly I'll let you know, maybe people think I'm a little foo-foo, but, who's looking at you? When you do look in that mirror, and I truly believe that it is that soul, and, a lot of times it's that, one place where you can have a conversation, and we all have that, and you can ask those questions of your spirit to say, how can I be happy today? What is happiness to me? Because it's different for everybody, right, Dr. Phil?
Yeah.
At that part. But I can't wait. I usually try to read parts of books and try to get caught up, and I apologize. I haven't had a chance, but I certainly, have Amazon, because it's available on Amazon, everybody.
It is.
So check it out.
I'm looking at the Prime right now, so
yeah.
I'm going to order this thing. I won't do it while we're talking, but I will do it when we're done.
But it's for good reason, because we do research as we're chatting with our guests. But go to Carson, Carson, Natural, Natural.com, and you'll be able to see Dr. Phil's stuff. And certainly there is a link to Amazon to buy his book, and really encourage you, obviously, if you like what you're hearing from Dr. Phil, to go grab that. And Dr. Phil, thanks for sharing that insight. I love it. And just education in general, you get a lot of stuff. You have a a blog put out there as well? Is that something that you can take advantage of to follow you?
Yeah. I've got on my website, I've got all my connections, everything that that I do there. I've got a blog, a weekly blog, a podcast.
I love it. You're a podcaster.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's a great way to get information out. So it's what's your podcast called?
The Feeling Good Podcast.
Oh, that's
a
good
looking
title.
At it. I just wanted to tell everybody, but awesome. Check it out, folks. Obviously,
I've got a Facebook Live as well. I do a weekly Facebook Live that I call Feeling Good Fridays.
And,
I like
it. Hey, what is today, Thursday? Hey, we only have just in time. That's awesome.
I did go to Facebook and I did follow you because now that I know your Facebook Friday live podcast or live show, I love those because, you know, how long's your show on Friday?
I usually keep it around 5 minutes or so.
Okay,
and,
perfect. Short format.
Just a brief show, share awesome. Some brief information. I show up somewhere different every week. I'm never in the same place. I travel a lot, but I'm always somewhere different every week, doing something. Sometimes I do stuff crazy. A couple weeks ago, I was Batman in the Batcave and talking about sleep. And you know, you may find me on top of a building sometime, or you may find me in a garbage dumpster. I'm just, you know, do crazy stuff sometimes. A lot of fun.
I love it.
I love that. We gotta stay.
That's
more,
interesting.
More connected. Yeah. I got a question for you with where we're headed here and with what you've done. You're kind of a little trailblazer, and you know, you're a little maverick, and I love that about you where you're headed. But give us an idea of what the next 2 years look like for what you've got in store. What's the next 2 years look like for you?
Yeah. Well, next 2 years looks like for me as far as what I'm doing. With the natural coaching, natural health coaching and that kind of stuff is it booming, it growing, getting, even bigger than what it is. Having a large community, of people that, that I'm engaging with on a regular basis, to share this information, like what we're talking about today, and helping educate people and get more people involved in being proactive, with their health. So they don't end up years down the road, like I have seen so many people over the years, and especially, you know, a lot of business people I know and entrepreneurs, they end up several years down the road and they're asking themselves, what the hell happened to my wealth? And everything.
I like that. What the hell happened to my wealth?
I'm writing that one down. What the hell happened to my wealth? Wow.
They've worked for all these years, they see it dwindling away because they weren't proactive with their health and they didn't take care of themselves.
Well, you heard it, folks.
So yeah. I want to follow that up. So are you going to be doing like live events in front of your live studio audiences? Are you going to be doing webinars? Are you traveling, doing courses and classes? Are you doing things on the web, or is it a combination of all those things?
Yes, it's a combination of all those things. I do a lot of local teaching and that kind of stuff here. And I do travel some, and speak. I spoke to a group of entrepreneurs out in San Diego a few weeks ago. At the end of Social Media Marketing World conference out there that I go to every year. But that's something I'm looking to do more of. I'm working with a marketing expert right now to develop some strategies and plans to do more of that in the future. Speaking to groups and, especially people who want to be proactive with their health, people who want to know, what they can do, or people want the health hacks that can help them be more productive and live a more vibrant, productive life.
Yeah, love for sure. That. Especially people that do have symptoms that are keeping them from that. And, exploring that side of it is such an important aspect, and I appreciate that so much. And I love that, you're doing that to spread the word out there. And certainly our show will help with that because we are featured on C-Suite Radio.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
It's a big group of people that watch and are connected to that network. So we're really excited about that and having you, Dr. Phil, able to spread what our conversation is about today and certainly highlighting that. So kudos to that. Alan, what else? What do we got? It's like this show just flies.
I'm looking at my watch and I'm going, has it really been 45 minutes?
Yeah. Just kind of been chatting.
Just kind of clicking on. I'm looking at what I'm just thinking about selfishly myself, looking at, you know, some of the things that that I need to do. But, you know, we've got a private network of entrepreneurs that I would love, that I think would love to hear from Dr. Phil and kind of his passions and his guideline. But on our last event, we brought in an NLP coach, a couple of them actually, and that was received really well. So I think the entrepreneur, the new breed of entrepreneur really is looking at the holistic approach to life in addition to how they can perpetuate their business, right?
Regardless of what it is. News. And I mean, just to use the acronym, for sure.
It's huge. Yeah. And, you know, Dr. Phil, would you be willing to come back on and where we can do some kind of a live event with an audience where they can do some, you know, some call-in, some questions and things like that, and maybe a quick tutorial or something from you? Would that be of interest to you?
Absolutely. I love it. Yeah, I love doing that. I love question and answer sessions, and I always try to make time for that every time I speak at an event. I want questions. Yeah.
Awesome. And that's probably for you just a great way to, you know, archive, you know, this plethora of information that's inside of you, right? It's like, well, what is your challenge? And, you know, you're a problem solver because you were able to, you know, problem solve your own stuff and then obviously help a whole bunch of other people problem solve and get results. And that's what I love is that, you know, when you can unequivocally point at the results. And by the way, I follow him on, you know, Facebook, obviously, and
LinkedIn,
go to his page and Twitter and all the others. Really encourage that. Now, you know, just looking at, and I have to ask the question because I always look through, you know, social because that's how we're able to get to know each other and all that. But tell me, you got a lot of people hugging you on your Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Who are all these people?
Yeah. I've got a beautiful family. That's
yes,
what
you do.
I've got five children.
Wow.
I've got a handful, I tell everybody. Two boys and three girls.
Right.
And the oldest is my oldest son. He's 30. And I have a granddaughter. Him and his wife have a little girl, and they've got another little girl on the way. And then
so you have six kids, really.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's a big family.
That's a friend. Yeah, that's, yeah,
that's youngest, a lot of teeter totters, man.
Oh yeah, a lot. But it's been fun. I've enjoyed every moment of it. My youngest is graduating from high school in a few weeks.
Wow.
She's 17, and I've got to actually have my oldest daughter is graduating from college, and my youngest daughter is graduating from high school. So we've got the double graduation going on here in a few weeks.
Lots of celebration.
Yep.
Oh yeah. But I've got a wonderful family, a beautiful wife. We've been married for 34 years, and we love our family, love our kids, and I've had the pleasure and the privilege of coaching all of my kids over the years in their athletic adventures and sports, and they all five of them ended up playing soccer.
Nice.
That's what I did. Yeah, I'm a
yes.
big soccer fan. Yeah. Now you're talking language. So, I love.
Yeah, now we're in. Now we're in. We can just go on for another hour now.
Yeah, now we'll just talk forever.
Yeah, I had to learn how to be a soccer coach because where I grew up here in rural Mississippi back in the 1960s and 70s, we didn't know what soccer was.
Sure.
I learned about soccer when I got to Ole Miss and had a roommate that
absolutely.
Was from North Carolina that had played soccer. So that was my first introduction to soccer. Then my kids, when they got older, they wanted to play. And so Dad had to learn how to be coach. And that's something I did. I went after that and pursued that like I did the natural products. I took all kinds of courses and went to and got licensed and certified as
certified.
A coach.
Certified, yeah, nice. Excellent. What sort of – how high did your certification go, if you don't mind my asking?
I got the D license.
Oh, you did? Oh, awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Not everybody does that. Sweet. Well done.
Yeah. And,
that is
awesome, awesome, awesome. Hey, I just want to say before we go too much farther, and I sure don't want to forget about it, you know, we have a lot of great guests that come on the show, and of course Dr. Phil is one of those great guests, but we get some of our guests through the work that we do, but we also get some of our guests through some collaborations, and I just want to do a little shout-out to Interview Valet because that's how we came to know Dr. Phil, and we just want to say thanks to them and their efforts, and they're doing some really good research and doing their homework and finding some folks that are really making some changes with our clients in the world. So just a quick shout out to them and saying thank you. We appreciate them so much. And Dr. Phil, you've been great, man. I can't wait to get you back on where we can dig into some meat. I think that's going to be a fantastic, and I know the audience is going to love that.
Yeah,
so I can't wait.
We'll set that up. We'll definitely set that up. We'll go live. And, you know, show goes fast, but I have to ask this question, Alan. I'm going to take this one today.
Go for it.
Dr. Phil. Well, first of all, thank you for being on the show and just, you know, doing what you do. You know, to the audience always, you guys are amazing in what make our show, and certainly we're just so appreciative. And, of course, you know, we're can be found, if you want to share this out there, iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, Stitcher. Facebook Live as well. We do those shows. And, of course, C-Suite Radio I'd mentioned at the beginning. So we appreciate all of those channels. But, Dr. Phil, before we go, what can you leave the audience that, you know, is something that you believe is, a for those listening in that, you know, really want to make a change in their health vitality, what's one thing that they could do right now, like taking action? This moment, as soon as they, you know, hear this and get, you know, your advice moving forward based on, you know, getting them moving in that direction, if they so want to, obviously, you know, work on health and vitality, what would you suggest?
Yeah. Well, the number one thing that I see with people that I work with and coach on a regular basis is something I mentioned a moment ago in one of my acronym, and that's the W, the water.
Water
sometimes can totally change a person's health. People don't drink enough water. They drink too much of everything else and not enough water.
Not the truth.
And, we don't properly hydrate our bodies, and there are numerous health issues that can be related to dehydration or partial dehydration, improper hydration of the body. Our bodies are 60-70% water, and so we have to stay hydrated. So that's one thing I would encourage people. Take a look at how much water you're actually drinking every day. And if you're drinking sodas, you're drinking other things, then one of the best things you can do is start drinking more water.
Amazing. Thank you. And so, you know, I just wrote this,
drink water,
because I need to do that more. Absolutely. You know, 100%. That is on the radar for me, and just a reminder. And, you know, I often do this. If you come in my office and you can't see it all over the place right now, but, you know, I do have reminders. And, you know, one of the reminders I always have is record the show. But this is going This is going right next to that one, because that's the one I look at, and now I have drink more water, and totally makes a lot of sense. And thank you for that. Is you know, one thing that you can do right now, and probably can shift it. So I'm going to work on that too. You know, I'm guilty of looking up and going, oh, wow. You know, by the time – let me ask the question, Dr. Phil, on this note.
Yeah.
By the time you think by the time you think of drinking, you're probably already dehydrated. Would that be the case?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You need to drink before you get thirsty. If you're thirsty, you're already partially dehydrated, they say. Yeah.
I think we should go back to our younger selves. I don't know about you guys, but I drank out of a hose all the time when I was a kid. I did. I was thirsty. I'd drink out of that hose 10, 12 times a day. Now it was probably authentic rubber. None of this synthetic junk they have now. But I drank out of a hose, you know. I drank all day out of a hose. I think I did a pretty good job. I'm still here. So,
Yes, you are. Yes,
drink,
you are.
Man.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, thank you all so much.
Amazing guest.
Appreciate you.
Amazing guest. I love it.
Yep.
One of my I don't say this always, but it is a favorite show of mine just because of where I am at myself just thinking about health and, you know, the things that I, you know, want to get another, well, 50 more years or more. You know? I want to, you know, I've always had this dream of just living way past 100, and I don't know what it is. I see myself old, like really old, but maybe that's young. I don't know, like medical advancement, and maybe I'll be a bionic man one day, but
you'll have nanobots in there and you'll be roaming around, you know, 150 years old doing your thing.
Maybe I'll be some sort of cognizant you know thing or an AI technology.
You'd be a precog laying out there. Nice. We're digressing now.
Yes, we are. Listen, Dr. Phil, you're amazing. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, well, thank you all, Chris and Alan. I really appreciate it. It's as I said in the beginning, it's an honor to be with you guys today, and I really appreciate the invitation.
Well, we appreciate you. Honor you and the audience. We love you. Chris, it's been an honor to keep doing this with you, buddy. It's been a great day. Continue to be a good day.
Yeah, what a great day. Thank you. Alan, right back at you, my friend. And listen, folks, really appreciate anything you need. Info at thinkboldbebold.com. And we'd be happy to research and bring some guests on at your request. And it wouldn't be a show without me saying, do something nice for someone today.